Welcome to Morning Prayer, produced 5 days a week by the Diocese of Worcester in collaboration with WTAG. I'm David Evans, your host this week from Second Church of Christ Scientist, Worcester. News reports, and perhaps even things in our own lives, show that it appears to be harder and harder for people to get along. Polarization and extremism seem to run rampant. But this week on Morning Prayer, we're looking at biblical examples for overcoming dissension by realizing everyone actually is made in God's image and likeness. Here's another. Saul was a Pharisee, a group of Jews who had their own traditions for practicing Judaism. As a result, Saul wasn't a fan of Christ Jesus and his followers. In fact, he rounded up Jesus' followers and consented to their execution. But while traveling to Damascus to round up more, he had a startling vision of the Christ. So startling that he was blinded, unable to proceed as he had previously. A fellow named Ananias, one of Jesus' followers in Damascus, whom Saul would have captured and possibly killed, heard a divine message telling him to go to Saul and heal his blindness. Ananias was surprised and hesitant. But the divine message was insistent. Saul wasn't an enemy, but someone special. So Ananias gave up his view of Saul as an enemy and healed him. The result was Saul's complete transformation into the man we know today as St. Paul, who did so much to explain and spread Christianity. Given that Saul and Ananias found themselves on the same page, despite a history that would have suggested anything but, may we all see others not as enemies, but as someone special like us, the image of God. Amen.